Question, if you give a lot of money to shape a political campaign, should voters know your name? Our series starts today. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This week on the Marketplace Morning Report, it's our series on money, politics, and whether campaign donors can be secret Santas who spend big, but you never know it's them. I traveled to Arizona, where voters in a month decide if some of the biggest campaign spenders should have to reveal their true identities. How this ballot measure got there, what it hopes to achieve, and what opponents are saying provide teachable moments about the mystery money that can sway elections near you. Today, the case of the hidden money and the rising electric bills of Arizona. It was early on a Thursday in the home stretch of a campaign some years ago. At Sandra Kennedy's, the ringing wouldn't stop.
I finally answered the phone, probably about 7:45, and said, "Geez, you've called me three times. What's going on? Have you seen the TV this morning?" And I said, "No."
It was 2014. Kennedy was running for a second term on the Public Utilities Commission that regulates power companies, what Arizona calls its Corporation Commission. She checks the TV.
And there was this commercial. And I sat on the foot of the bed and went, "Oh, my God."
Kennedy voted for higher sales taxes, but she didn't even pay her own bills. Kennedy was an owner of a restaurant.
She says the ad cherry-picked from a lawsuit over the franchise for a Denny's restaurant in which she had a small stake where her husband was chief executive and majority owner, a suit later settled. The ad falsely made it look like Kennedy was a cheat or a crook. And Kennedy, who is black, saw something else in the ad she found disturbing.
Each time that ad was shown, my face got darker and darker and darker.
The ad seemed to play into racial prejudice. But who is paying for it? At the time, no way to tell for sure, since donors in most states can route their campaign funding through nonprofits that don't need to give out their donors' names. Given her support of solar power, Kennedy guessed it was someone connected to the monopoly electric company she regulated called Arizona Public Service.
I went from first place, 10 points up to I came in last.
Well, next to last, but yes, she lost. And two newcomers, seen as friendly to the power company, got elected. The five-member commission would then approve an increase in electricity bills. As for Kennedy, her teenage kids implored her to get out of politics.
My son and my youngest said, "Please don't do that to us again."
But after her kids graduated high school, Kennedy ran again in 2018 and won. Back as regulator, she was determined to get to the bottom of those televised attacks. It took a subpoena from her commission. You should see the five binders the company finally sent in 2019. Each is like lifting a Thanksgiving turkey for a family of 10.
I probably took 3 weeks to go through them. It was devastating.
They confirmed what Kennedy had long suspected. The source of the money had been not a surrogate, not a troll, but the electric utility itself, APS, through its holding company called Pinnacle West Capital. Serious dollars.
I stopped adding at $10.2 million.
The company declined our interview request and referred us to its policy. By 2020, there was a new CEO who'd made this promise to regulators.
If I can say that under my leadership, Pinnacle West and APS and any of our affiliates will neither directly nor indirectly participate in any election of any corporation commissioner.
Well, that was a pledge I demanded at a commission meeting.
Bob Burns, now retired, was chair of the regulatory commission at the time. He wants more than a pledge.
It's good as long as he's there, but he might go tomorrow.
Burns is a Republican who supported Kennedy, a Democrat, to get the electric company to fess up. Burns wants those that spend on races to say it out loud.
You got to have sunlight in the election, and so if you're going to spend, you need to report so people know who you're supporting and by how much.
Voters in Arizona next month will decide on a measure to disclose the names of people or companies that spend $5,000 or more on campaigns. How that would work tomorrow here. All of our secret money, public influence stories will accumulate on demand at marketplace.org. Now, the bond market is closed today for the federal holiday. Stocks will trade. S&P futures are down 0.2% now. There's news this morning that three people who had studied bank runs before there was a crisis have won the Nobel Prize for Economics. Douglas Diamond at the University of Chicago, Philip Dibvig at Washington University, St. Louis, and a very familiar name, Ben Bernanke, who ran the Federal Reserve. From an academic point of view, these three economists were tanned, rested, and ready to shape policy when the great financial crisis hit back in 2008. More in the Marketplace Morning podcast if you miss our coverage on the air this morning. Stocks in China's tech sector hit hard today. Makers of microchips to consumer-facing companies like Alibaba and Tencent. This in response to the U.S. restricting export to China of computer chip technology, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Analysts say the set of export limits the U.S. put in place on Friday will have a profound effect on China's efforts to build up its own chip-making capabilities, just as the U.S. government is trying to do the same here at home. China's foreign ministry criticized the U.S. decision, saying it will backfire on American companies' interests. The Biden administration put limits on the export to China of high-performance chips, the kinds that are used for advanced applications such as artificial intelligence, as well as equipment used to make memory chips. U.S. officials say they want to prevent the use of such technologies by the Chinese military, including in developing nuclear weapons. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.